Hello, my name is Yildiz Batez and I head up the Commercial Property Department at Thackeray Williams Solicitors. Today I will talk about the terms that you will need to consider and negotiate with a landlord if you are a tenant taking out a lease for the first time. We've put together a fully comprehensive guide in order to assist you, and details of this could be obtained at the end of this podcast. There are a number of terms that you'll need to consider. And initially, the landlord will want to know who the tenant is. Will the lease be taken out in your personal name or in the name of a company? Obviously, if it's taken out in the name of a company, your liability will be limited. However, you will need to seek your accountant's advice to understand the tax implications. If you do tend to take out the lease in the name of the new company, then the landlord may ask for a rent deposit and possibly a guarantor. We strongly advise our clients to resist providing a guarantee, as this will put personal assets at risk. The landlord would certainly want a rent deposit, and at the moment about 3 months' rent has been agreed as standard, but obviously you are trying to reduce this as much as possible. It would also be advisable to agree a mechanism for an early release so that the landlord does not keep hold of your rent deposit until you sell the lease or until the expiry of the lease. The landlord is likely to ask for references too, such as a bank, accountant, trade or personal reference, in order to assess your financial standing. The landlord may also ask for their legal costs to be covered, and this will be a matter for negotiation, and we would advise you to make sure you agree a cap on these costs. Similarly, if you require a license for alterations, because you do propose to make some alterations, then the landlord may want those legal costs covered too, and again we would advise you to agree a cap. You would also need to assess if the premises has planning consent for your proposed use. If not, then you will need to make a planning application for a change of use. However, before you incur any cost, we would advise you to lock the landlord into an agreement for lease conditional on planning, so that even if you do obtain planning, the landlord cannot walk away from the deal, as this would obviously waste your time and cost involved. The planning application would normally take at least 8 weeks, so the landlord would need to be prepared to wait for you as a tenant. So this is just a sample of some of the terms that you will need to consider when agreeing a lease with a landlord. We cannot advise on the commerciality of what you agree, such as the level of rent, and we can recommend commercial surveyors to help you negotiate these terms, but also to assist you with any surveys that need to be undertaken so that you can assess the physical condition of the premises. If you want our full guide, please do email me on yildiz.bitez@thackeraywilliams.com, and thank you for listening.